Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Today, the largest industry in the state of Nevada reopens after 78 days of being closed due to the fear of spreading the coronavirus disease. On the evening of Tuesday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, a day where the Irish and non-Irish alike celebrate and party, Governor Steve Sisolak gave the order for all gaming to be shut down by midnight. It was a sudden order that resulted in a lot of food waste, unemployment, and hardship for casino and resort workers and many other downstream workers who found themselves without a paycheck. McCarran Airport, the eighth busiest airport in the nation, became a virtual ghost town. In effect, and with some exceptions, the state of Nevada was told to turn off the lights, go to bed, and pull the sheets over our heads. It is true that with the constant barrage of government declarations and subsequent headline support of the news media, many Nevadans were scared witless. But the people of Nevada abided by the edicts, the subsequent numbers didn't reflect the initial fears, and the state began a slow phased in reopening. It's quite unfortunate that a little over a week before the official gaming reopening, protests metastasized to the Strip in downtown Las Vegas as well as Reno. In some cases, the protests gave way to near riots, looting, assaults, obstruction, and destruction. The Metropolitan Police Department, backed up by the State National Guard, stepped in to restore order. Graffiti was being erased from Clark County walls, and debris was being removed from the streets and sidewalks. As a community, we have done what we have been called upon to do more than once before. That is, to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and get back to the business of being the entertainment capital of the world. If openings of Indian casinos in other states are any indication, we can expect a roar of a welcome. Reservations are being made in droves. After the 78-day shutdown of the industry Nevada depends on most, a new chapter begins today. Expect to see more traffic on the roadways. That's a good sign. Expect to see people lined up to get into casinos. That's a good thing. Expect to see an increase of crowds everywhere. Be patient, because that too is a good sign that things have begun to get back to what we know is normal. It's been said before that everyone in Las Vegas, and that includes Henderson, North Las Vegas, and all of Clark County, everyone is a goodwill ambassador for this entertainment capital. If there was a time when you saw people taking pictures of each other in front of great displays and iconic symbols, and you offered to take pictures of the entire group, do that again. It means a lot and does have an impact. Tourists are looking for a town they've seen before, and they're back because they liked what they saw. They liked the experience they had. It's true that the iconic shows that have become synonymous with gaming in Las Vegas will not return until perhaps the 1st of July. But visitors want the hotel rooms with their views, the restaurants that offer the biggest variety and best quality of food to be found anywhere. And don't think that it's just the Strip where tourists will be found. Out-of-towners like residents know about the local casinos and restaurants and what they have to offer. We found ourselves divided over the pros and cons of the forced lockdown. We found ourselves divided over pros and cons over protests that have turned violent. Now is the time to make sure that we remember, in addition to whatever else we do in life, we are all goodwill ambassadors for our community, and that means coming together for the good of our community. This is a true time to feel pride in our community as the entertainment capital of the world. Never forget it. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.